Just as we finally recovered from Panagiri, the Greek festival, Brisbane is about to experience the passion and colour of Italian Week. It's the Italian Cultural Festival, runs from May 26th to June 2. So we get to paint the town green, white and red. There's going to be poetry, opera, cooking classes, films, a waiter's race and some dance as well.
Indeed, there is going to be dance, and the theme for Italian Week is engage your emotions. And when it comes to emotions, dance certainly brings that out. And Celine Panetta is
hello.
In the studio.
Hello, everyone.
Celine, thank you for joining us. Now, you are obviously a very attractive lady and a dancer as well.
You.
You're going to be teaching people some Italian dance?
Yeah. I teach pizzica dance. This is a dance coming from the South Italy. In particular, it's from the Puglia region, of the south of the Puglia region. This region is named Salento, so it's just a dance about Salento, and it's a very ancient dance.
We all know, having just been at Panagiri over the weekend, the Zorba, but what's and its history and background, what is the history of the pizzica dance?
Yeah, pizzica dance is a very ancient dance, as I told you. So pizzica means a little bite. So the story tells about a special spider that is named Tarantola, and that was living in the Salento area. And this spider was used to pinch the woman, especially young woman. And
To pinch her?
Yeah.
To bite her?
Yeah.
Violent dance.
Yeah. And this spider was injecting poison.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is why the dance, the woman was start to dance just in order to put this poison out of the body, just to purify the body.
Ah.
Yeah, and this is why this dance was born like a dance therapy, and even today is well danced in Italy, but not for this reason, of course.
Well, I know the Italian dance that we always call the tarantella.
Yeah,
but is this the same?
No. This is different. Yeah, because
okay.
Tarantella is a folk dance. Now this is even understood like a folk dance, but this was born like not a dance, because there is the phenomenon of the tarantism, just linked to the story of this spider.
Yeah.
And so, but this is not a tarantella.
Okay. So is this dance done by yourself with a group of ladies or with a lady and a man?
Yeah. This is a dance that when it was born, this was like a therapy. So the woman or sometimes the man was dancing just alone and just like a therapy. But you can imagine it was not just a dance. But now is a dance. So it's possible that two women can dance, or it's like a courtship dance, just man and woman, or even like two men can dance this. But this will be a little different dance. Yeah,
okay.
Even the music is it's different.
Yes, well, I've seen a couple of men dancing together down in the valley, but that's a different thing altogether.
Celine, before we get you to dance for us to some wonderful music we're going to play, how long have you been involved with Italian Week? You all volunteer, you spread the joy of your culture?
Yeah, so I was contacted by Alessandro Sorbello, the executive producer. So I have 5 events during the Italian Week. The first one will be on Tuesday, the 28th. And I will take like a conference talking about the pizzica, like a therapy. So I will talk about my book and explaining my research in this field. So this will be just a conference about the story of this dance. Then we will have on the 30th on the Dante Alighieri Society, like a night named pizzica and pasta and pizzica. Yeah,
excellent. we've got to get the food in there as well.
Yeah, and then we have even on the 1st of June a dance workshop. So in there I will explain the basic step and the movement.
So the 1st of June, we might get you to stand up.
Yes.
We're going to play some music and you're going to give us a little demonstration. People will be able to watch online, 4bc.com.au, and we'll also just tape it, I think.
How much space do you need here for this? How much room do you need?
Just a little room.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we've got a little room for you then.
Okay.
Here comes your music. Let us see what you do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. She's just taking her shoes off now.
Take it away.
Ah, fancy footwork.
I don't think I'd be capable of learning, but I want to try. It's very energetic. I can see that poison coming out of the system. Sure.
Exactly. I think I would be out of it by now.
It's just music that wants to make you get up there and twinkle your toes as well.
Very energetic. Okay, come on down and join us again.
Thank you, Celine. That's what we can find in store for us in Italian Week, as well as things like the art of pasta making, the Italian presence in Queensland, of course, Verdi's Requiem. We'll see over 200 performers on stage, and also feature Australia's great tenor, Rosario La Spina.
Oh, he's a wonderful singer.
In City Hall.
Wonderful singer. That must keep you very fit.
No. This is a dance even for old people. Yeah.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
No, because in the Salento area, we have people that dance, and there are 85, 86, and they are very good dancers.
Oh, very excellent.
Well, thank you for coming and showing us a little bit this morning, Celine. People will be able to see footage of that on the website. And good luck with the Italian Festival, May 26th to June 2nd.
And we'll have all your details up on the website as well.
Okay, thank you.
Celine Panetta.
It's 16 minutes to 8 with Ian and Mary, News Talk 4BC.